This call is being recorded.
And now allow yourselves to find yourselves at a beautiful beach. Beach that you've been to before, or just one that you've seen in your dreams or your imagination. But be there at that beach, looking out over the ocean, seeing the sand below you, and slowly now begin to drift down to that beach, to the sand. And as your feet touch the ground, become aware of yourself as standing on that beach now, feeling the warm sand around your feet as your feet burrow into the sand a little bit. Become aware of the sounds all around you, sounds of the ocean coming in, sounds of the seagulls overhead. Notice, though, that you are completely alone here. There's no one else here, just the seagulls and the ocean and the sand. Also become aware of the smells, the smell of the salt air, and the feeling, the blissful feeling, the energetic feeling that you have when you're by the water like this. Those negative ions that move into your body, move through your body, through your central nervous system, and raise the energies within you. Feel that blissful feeling now as you stand there. And now slowly walk down toward the water if you haven't already. And feel your feet now just touching the water. And as your feet touch the water, connect now with the consciousness of the water. Yes, the water has consciousness. The sand below your feet has consciousness. Everything around you is consciousness. Feel the connection now with the consciousness of the water, of the sand, of the seagulls overhead, of the rocks that may be jutting out. Feel yourself becoming one with all of this here. And now look over to your right. Yes, look over to your right and see your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, just sitting there waiting for you. And slowly walk over to it. Feel the motion as you walk over to it. And as you step inside, your own personal craft, your own Merkaba, step into it. Feel it molding itself around you and becoming one, and you becoming one with it. And feel even the consciousness within this Merkaba. For it is one with you, and you are one with it. Feel yourself now beginning to rise up off of the beach. And as you do, look back down and see the ocean falling down deep below you, further and further as you rise up into the sky, past the clouds, and out through the Earth's atmosphere and into what we call space. And now become aware of all of the ships that are here. Know that if you were able to move out here in your physical body, such as you are doing now, you would certainly see all of the ships. But you are in your astral body now and can be aware of these ships that are cloaked to the physical eyes. But you can see them. And you can see the Earth now, way down there. In your physical body, you can see down there as well. Now become aware of the planets in here of the solar system. Move out further in your Merkaba. Out to the planets in the solar system. All the way to the sun. And as you approach the sun, know that there is a gateway through this sun. A gateway that has been traveled many, 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 many times by many different levels of consciousness. Feel yourself moving now through that gateway and arriving on the other side of the sun and another part of the galaxy. And head now toward the central sun of the galaxy, the one called Alcyone. And there as well, there is a gateway. And you can move through that gateway as well. And out into another galaxy. And on, you could go through all of the suns. The central suns of all of the solar systems in the galaxy. And then beyond that into galaxy after galaxy after galaxy, all the way to the central sun of the universe. You can do it by going through all the gateways, or you can simply think yourself there. The speed of thought, the speed of consciousness. And you are there. And there, just so you have an understanding at your understanding level, see this central sun of the universe, see it as a fiery ball of super white light, huge sun. Beyond understanding of how large this sun can be and how powerful it can be. And see the emanations from this sun, the emanations of consciousness as a wave of consciousness, a pulse of energy that shoots out now. Goes down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies in the universe. And down finally to this galaxy and through the central sun of the galaxy and to the solar system and through the sun of the solar system and through all of the planets and finally to the Earth. Striking the earth. See this pulse of energy striking the earth and creating waves of energy, waves of consciousness, of love, spreading across the planet. See it as a tsunami spreading across the planet, a tsunami of love. And everywhere in its wake, consciousness raises. A shift in consciousness occurs in those moments. And see the resultant action that occurs as a result of this wave as it strikes all of life forms. And all of life changes in that moment. And in those moments, spreading love, spreading light to all corners of the planet. And wherever there is still any sense of darkness, see the light penetrating through that darkness and illuminating it. And dark, literally becoming light. Know that as all of this is happening in the now moment, Know that it is happening because of you, because of each and every one of you, and all of us as well. All is happening because we are happening. Think of yourselves as the catalyst to bring this life change, this shift in consciousness about. Now let yourselves begin to drift back to your macabre if you left it briefly. Come back in your macabre, back down to the earth, back down to your physical body. And feel your macabre merging back in with your physical body, as it is a part of you, and you are a part of it, your light body. Come back now into a complete sense of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. And I so appreciate these times that I can be here, and all of my brothers and sisters as well can be here with you to help to communicate, to bring messages to you, messages of hope, messages of joy, messages of oneness. And today the message that I bring to you is one of change, one of great change that is in your midst right now as we speak here and now. Many projects have been underway for some time. Those of us here that you call the Galactics, we have been working on many projects. Those of the Agarthans have been working on many projects as well, all to bring about the shift of consciousness here, the ascension of planet Earth, of Gaia, and all of the people here on the planet and within the planet. And that change is in motion, and projects many have come to their completion. There are still more to come, but one particular project that we have been working on for some time now is to bring disclosure to you. It has become quite evident that those of your leaders, your world leaders, are most likely not going to disclose our presence to you, not in a large announcement type of way. It is still possible, but it is not looking very likely at this time, at least not in the near future. So we are bringing disclosure to you. We are showing ourselves more and more to those of you that have eyes to see, yes, but also to those that are not quite ready to get the glimpses that you have had for some time now. And more of you are getting these glimpses as well. And it is because that you believe that you are more and more seeing. Just as the story you heard today of this one, James, and his beloved Joanna, and how they saw one of our ships. Just as you, many of you, at your last advance, saw our ships. And that is going to become more and more commonplace, where many will look up in the skies and they will see what at first appears to be a jet or a plane. But at further glance, as they look more closely, and as they open their third eye to the possibilities, they will then see what is not, had not been able to be seen before because of the cloaking process. But we are uncloaking our ships to those who are ready to see. And at first, as I said, you will see us, our ships, and we will appear to many as another jet in the sky. But look more closely, and you will see that it is not a jet. It is not one of your air vehicles that come from this planet, but rather one of the ships that fly high above your planet and are constantly monitoring all that is occurring here. We, the Pleiadians, as well as the Sirians, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, all of us are monitoring everything that is happening here on the surface. And I can tell you without any doubt whatsoever, there will never be any major catastrophes that have been spoken of in the past, that have been in your old timeline. For you have entered a new timeline that has been forged by your consciousness, those of you, the light workers and warriors, that have created this new level of understanding that is now possible. And I tell you more and more to look up at the skies, see our ships, communicate with us telepathically. You are beginning to use your telepathic abilities, which is what you will use when we come in full contact with you. You will have learned to do this, or I should say relearned how to do this, because all of you have used telepathic abilities before. And this is the communication that we use. Many of you have seen our ships. You've seen the blinking of our ships, where we send the light to you. But again, it is only for those that have the eyes to see. But know that we are communicating with you. And if you send a telepathic message to us, we will reciprocate that message in some way so that you know you are not looking at a satellite. You are not looking at simply stars in the sky. Many of those stars that you see in the sky, or what you and many others think are stars, are not. They are our ships. And the ships count in the millions and millions. So gaze at the stars, but see beyond that. See what is not been available to you in the past, because you have not been ready to utilize your third eye. But now you are. Now you are ready to open up to the vistas that have been beyond the seeing previously. Use your imagination and notice how your dreams and your waking state consciousness is changing. Not is going to change, is in the process of changing now, in this moment. For we are here. We have always been here. But now we are ready to move into the next phase of the operation. The operation of disclosure here on this planet to all of you who are ready, and to many others who are on the verge of becoming ready, who are opening up to the possibilities that before were closed to them because they were closed to anything outside of the normal or anything outside of the ordinary. But the programming that you have grown up with over many, many lifetimes, you are now able to go beyond that programming because your third eye is reawakening, because your DNA is reconnecting once again, because your high heart is becoming reawakened and reestablished, because your soul star chakra has become reawakened. All of these things are leading to the full realization that we are here and we are ready to welcome you just as you are ready to welcome us. Be at peace, my brothers, my sisters, my dear friends. For the time is close now, the time in your understanding is close, where we will be fully in your proximity, and you will be more fully in our proximity, at a physical understanding, at a physical level. Not so much physical in your 3D world, but physical in your 4th and even 5D world. All of my peace and love be with all of you, each and every day and each and every moment. Find the joy in those moments. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, Shoshana is here, and we are ready to rock and roll. Ready to rumble. Are you ready to rumble out there? Out there? Is anyone out there in your phone land?
Yes, this is Linda.
There we go. Yes.
Yes, I have a question. Yes,
yes,
thank you. It was given to us by a family member, Zane, who had been listening to a channeling from Lisa Renee, and she had related information that the Dark Ones had created a separate 5D timeline, and they are responsible for this false timeline. And they say that, or she says that they have created the Ascended Masters to confuse those of us that are here. And he's asking for further information and clarification on that, please.
What we can tell you is the first part of that is accurate. Those of the dark forces did or attempted to create this timeline within the 5D expression, but they are not able to do that and found they were not able to do that. So they continue to hold on to the timeline that they were creating within the 3D expression, hoping that those of you would not awaken and would want to remain within the 3D illusion. And that was their plan. But that plan is certainly, as you know now, not succeeded and is not going to be allowed. And they have already lost the battle there as they are attempting to do that. So when they have these plans and they do not work out, they resort back to their old ways of doing things. And that is what you are seeing now, the old ways of doing things, the same old. They are picking it up a little bit, you might say, here and there, but they are being thwarted, we will say, at every turn that they come to. Even what they are attempting to do with your president now of this United States, they are being thwarted there as well. Although it seems at times as they are being successful, they are not. So do not be concerned about that. We tell you always, be in this eye of the storm and let the storm rage around you as it is doing, but be centered within that storm. And as far as the ascended master part goes, we would say that we are real. We are ascended. We do not consider ourselves masters, other than that we were able to master the 3D world and move beyond it, just as you are doing through your ascension process. And when you have ascended, you would be considered ascended masters as well. Not master as to be over control of anyone else, never that way. But mastering the old ways, mastering the illusion, the becoming the Neos from your Matrix movie. This is where you are headed, and this is the timeline that you are in now. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we can share. We can share on this. We must say that we are a little bit disappointed by these ideas. And that is, first of all, time is only present in the third and fourth dimensions. There is no time, or the idea of time, or the concept of time associated with the fifth dimension and beyond. The fifth dimension is a conscious state of being that is in the now experience. It is a now experience. There cannot be ever a timeline created in the fifth dimension. This is balderdash. This does not happen. That is number one. So anyone reading these accounts of timelines in the fifth dimension must first understand that time does not exist in the fifth dimension. So that is silly. The second thing that we must say is that ascended beings have been universally and multi-universally existing for eons of time, for eons of experience. All that you know as ascended masters that you know of, there are thousands, millions more that you know not of. Ascension is a commonplace thing in many dimensions. It is simply a raising of the conscious understanding of who you are that creates ascension. Must ask that you mute your phone so we can finish. We are not able to finish this stream of ideas. Thank you. So we must say that all things that were stated in this story of timelines and ascended masters must be discounted and actually simply not paid attention to. Namaste.
Yes, very good. And we so concur with all of that. Yes, wonderful. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, one who serves as a...
Go ahead.
This is Melinda, and this is very spontaneous and reaction to the what you just said. Because I had already decided there were things that Lisa Renee would say, and I believe that there's a lot of truth in what she says, and but I think there might be some deliberate untruth. So I guess I would just like to know if you would concur with my saying that I probably would do best not to ever read her material again.
What we can tell you on that, and we would never disparage any other source out there, whether it is more accurate or not so accurate. We always say that any channeling experience, including this one that we do through this one, James, and the Shoshana as well, is never 100%, sometimes not even close to that. It depends on the particular situation that you are in at the time, the consciousness level at that time, and all of those that are interacting with this channeling experience as well, all of you, and even those that would read these words after. You see, all of this comes into this. So to say that one is accurate or not accurate, or you should read it or not read it, that is where your discernment comes in. Whether it feels right to you, whether it resonates to you, and that is how you continue to go here. Sometimes you will read something. We will use example here, as one we have used many times, in the one called Cobra. There are times when that one resonates very much with everything that you are feeling at the time, and other times what comes through is not so resonant with those thoughts and feelings that you have in those moments. So you can never say that it is going to be, yes, this time is wonderful and this time is accurate or this time is not. It is up to your discernment always. And remember that. That is what this ascension process is all about, is raising your consciousness enough so that you can be able to discern between what is right for you, what is true for you, or not true for you. You see? Shoshana?
Yes, we can share. May we share our perspective, dear sister?
Yes, please.
All that has been given by the one who serves, the ones who serve, is completely true. What is difficult in this dimension is free will. You have the freedom to read whatever you wish to read. And as one who serves said, we cannot tell you not to read this. What we can tell you is that this information is put forth so that you may practice wisdom, so that you may practice discernment. You cannot learn wisdom or discernment unless there is material that is just the opposite of that. So you see, you are learning to trust your heart. You are learning to trust your mind, to trust your understanding, to trust your discernment. And you are learning that at a very augmented level when you read these things. So we are not saying not to read them, because you can practice negating them and throwing them out and saying, this is poppycock. This is not information that I wish to be influenced by, because it is not true for me. You see? So it is very good to have this material in front of you so that you may practice discernment and practice wisdom. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Well, thank you for all of your words. And I can see that I am getting a lot of practice in that, because it's like no matter, you know, it seems like these channels or sources, I really do trust, but yet it's like with every one of them, you know, there's something that just doesn't feel right. And so it goes to exactly what you're saying, Shoshana. And yeah, it's like, you know, I can't worry about somebody else's truth. I just have to find my own truth. And so anyway, thank you for the words of wisdom today. I appreciate it.
And that is wise, dear sister. That is your wisdom to say that you must find your own truth. That is the ultimate wisdom here. Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Do we have other questions yet?
Yes, dear brothers. This is Lorelei and Sister Shoshana. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I had, you know, I don't know ever what to call them because they're kind of like visualizations during the daytime, but they're not really dreams, but they're just, you know, kind of traveling around with my twin flame or whatever. And so in the past, it had been told, it had been given to me that perhaps Archangel Jikiana was one of my higher selves. And also Lady Gaia was one of my multidimensional selves. And this in some ways like clicks with me because, you know, I'm so very in love with the earth, you know, it can literally bring me to tears sometimes being on the ocean or something like that. So so in this particular dreamish thing, I was shown Adam and Eve and like their journey out of the, you know, out of the garden, if you will, of Eden.